Hi there, my friend. This is Kathy Buttrin speaking, and you can find me online at kathybuttrin.com. Congratulations! You are an owner of an on-purpose life planner, and I am so excited and delighted to be chatting with you right now. I want you to know that before your on-purpose life planner arrived in your hands, it was prayed over from start to finish. And then, as it was being assembled and packaged, every owner was prayed for. So that means that you were prayed for. And I just want you to know that. We're getting started today. We're going to get started on learning about the On Purpose Life Planner. And as we carry on in our learning experience, you're going to be learning better how to use your On Purpose Life Planner. But for today, we're going to answer a few questions that you may have, like, what exactly is an On Purpose Day? And where does it begin? And why is it so important to live my life on purpose? And why is it difficult to live my life on purpose? So I think a great place to start is to double check, did you download the handout? If you have the handout in front of you, that will just give you opportunity to make a few notes that things that may stand out to you, things that you may want to remember as you go through this learning experience. And I think we're ready to start. Let's start right at the top of the handout. You're going to see some sentences there with some blanks in them. The very first sentence is actually a great perspective gainer for me. It says this, how I live my days is how I live my life. Because really, our life is just a combination of a bunch of days put together, and we don't know how many days that we have. And the number of days that we have determines how long or how short our life is. You know, why this is a perspective gainer for me is because I sometimes visualize what it would be like at that very last day that I have. And as I look back over previous days, those days that make up my life, I ask myself, will I have regrets? Will I have lived on purpose? Will I have faithfully attended to all that God had entrusted me to take care of? And so I need to keep grabbing onto that. And I'm going to encourage you to as well, that how you live your day today is how you live your life. And the thing is, when we live our life on purpose, in other words, when we live each and every day on purpose as best as we can, we make each and every day count. So that's what the second fill in the blank is there. When I live my life on purpose, I make each day count. What exactly is an on-purpose day? And that's a really great question. I get asked that quite a bit. Here's what I've determined to be an on-purpose day. An on-purpose day is a day where I faithfully attend to all that God has entrusted me. Now, we have to understand that an on-purpose day is not a perfect day. We're not looking for a bunch of perfect days. And if we were, then I've never had a perfect day. And very likely, you've rarely had a perfect day as well. But you see, it's about attending to what God has entrusted us. And He may entrust us with a pile of interruptions. He may entrust us with troubles. He may entrust us with some difficult circumstances. He may entrust us with all kinds of things that we did not plan for in our on-purpose life planner. The point is that our on-purpose life planner isn't to create a perfect day. It's to help us, is a tool to help us to arrange our days to faithfully attend to the essentials that God has put into our lives. And He may move those things around, but we are doing our part to be sure that those are the things that get our attention. Where in the world does this on purpose day begin? There's no other words to say it except that it has to begin in the throne room. We have to go to God and say, what is it that you want me to do? I want to hear your will for my life. I don't want to be distracted by all the other things that are coming my way. I want to do not one thing more than you require of me and not one thing less. Let me see with focus, vision, and purpose and clarity exactly what you want me to take action on. I recently read a book called Crazy Busy, and it was written by Kevin DeYoung. And this is one of the quotes from that book that really speaks to this point that our on-purpose day begins in the throne room of God. The plans of God are only revealed in the presence of God. We don't get our marching orders until we get on our knees. Don't you love that? The plans of God are only revealed in the presence of God. We don't get our marching orders until we get on our knees. That just speaks very deeply to me. So where does it begin? It begins on our knees, in the throne room, going before our Heavenly Father and saying, "What is it, Father, that you have for me today?" Why is it so important for me to live my life on purpose? Why is it so important for you to live your life on purpose? I have three key reasons, and I'm sure there are more than these, but these are ones that really stand out to me. And so I want to share them with you right now. The first reason to live my life on purpose, or why it's so important to live my life on purpose, is that it enables me to serve others. It enables me to engage in doing good for others. I just find it so interesting that when I am diligent to really faithfully attend to what God has given me to do, when I do that with purpose, and when I do that on purpose, the productivity and effectiveness that comes out of that actually makes me fruitful in the kingdom of God. Because, you know, there's a lot of times that we're taught in time management or other kinds of courses, be productive, be effective, be efficient. And all of these things are so that our life can get better, or that it makes it about us. And when we live on purpose, it's not about us. It's about, first of all, the glory of God. It's about creating space in our lives that we can serve others. And so our productivity and effectiveness in essence is our fruitfulness to attend to other people as well, being used by Him to make a difference in their lives. I think that's so cool. Number two, a key reason or why it's important to live my life on purpose, is because living my life on purpose, in other words, with clarity, focus, and action, is really the key to effective self-leadership or leading myself. I'm responsible for my time. God has given me a wonderful gift of time. God has given me gifts of resources. God has given me these responsibilities to take care of in my life. And I need to have clarity. I need to stay focused, and I need to take action in order to take good care of those things, to lead myself and to manage those things in my life and not fritter the time away. Basically, I'm living my life on purpose helps me to be a good steward of all that God has given me. So the third reason I want to share with you today as well about why it's important for us to live our life on purpose is that it allows me to prioritize more effectively. Man, you know it. I know it. There are so many distractions. There are so many things wanting our attention. So many things that keep us from staying focused and taking action on the things that God's asked us to do. And so when we live on purpose, we determine what our priorities are. I actually like to use the word essentials. What our essentials are. I actually only have three essentials in my life now. And so when I live on purpose, I can make sure I'm living into those essentials. But when I identify the essentials, I can also be confident that Christ is right in the middle. Jesus Christ is in the middle of those essentials. And so living on purpose allows me to live out the essentials that He has shown me are the essentials for my life, with Christ right in the middle of those things. But, you know, like I mentioned before, there are distractions. There are things that overwhelm us. There are things that just call us away from this on-purpose life. It's hard. It's hard to live on purpose. And I think it's really hard in the day and age that we live in right now. And I think we need to identify the reasons why it is hard. And so I think there are two reasons. And the first reason, oh, you know what? I'm just being real here. My phone is ringing, so I'm not going to start this all over again. I'm just going to turn that off. There we go. Where were we? We were at why there are two reasons why it's difficult to live our life on purpose. And thanks for hanging in there when my phone rang. The first reason is this. There is more opportunity than there has ever been at any time in life. So the first reason is opportunity. There's no limits. We're on 24/7. We can buy things off the internet in a flash. We don't have to wait for a store to be open. There's no limitations. We can stay up late. There's information on the internet that of anything we could possibly imagine that we need instantly. There's opportunities for kids. There's opportunities for seniors. There's opportunity for leisure and for travel and for opportunities in our churches and in our communities. It's absolutely explosive how many opportunities even cross our path on a day-to-day basis. And when those opportunities come, they're like shiny objects. We're really attracted to them. And we want to partake in them. But when we know what our on-purpose day looks like, when we know what it is that God has called us to do, we can stay the track so much more easier amidst the opportunity. The second reason is the complexity in our life. Have you ever tried to pay a bill online? It takes forever sometimes to pay a bill online or to get in contact with somebody at a company to actually talk to a real person. You have to be online for goodness knows how long on the telephone, and you have to keep punching in your options, and everything is so complex just to get to talk to one person. Well, the more things that we add into our life, the more possessions we add into our life, the more that we have to maintain, the more we have to navigate, the more we have to take care of. All of these things add complexity into our life. And so it is incredibly difficult for us to live our life on purpose with these opportunities and with this increased complexity. But I'm here to tell you that I truly believe there is a way that we can do this on a day-to-day basis. And that's what the On Purpose Life Planner is all about. It is a tool that can be customized to you, to your needs, to your life, where you're at right now, and help you navigate those opportunities and complexities so that you can better live out on purpose days by faithfully attending to what God has entrusted you to do. So that's where we're going to leave off for this section. And you know what? We're going to connect in just a moment. If you just click through to the next audio and in this learning experience, and I'll look forward to seeing you there. Talk to you soon.